Nona is in with the business news. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
So we'll start with the ASB Bank. They've got a, more profits?
Yes, well, they announced their full-year profit today, and the New Zealand arm of the, of the company bank, it made $2.7 billion in the year ended. And that was an increase of about 8% over last year, which is a fairly hefty profit. It did better. It outperformed its parent, the Commonwealth Bank. That bank, its result was, still pretty good, $8.5 billion Australian dollars. And but that was still down almost, 5%. So they had a harder time, though, with lots of compensation payments to customers that they wronged.
After the Royal Commission.
Yes, indeed. So that's cost them $1 billion in the past year, almost $1 billion overall, $2.17 billion in compensation payments they've made there. So, of course, the contribution from the New Zealand bank, I'm sure, will help them with that.
keep their dividend.
Yes, and one of the things that the bank's chief executive mentioned was that, you know, there was concern, this was earlier today, about softness in the economy and how that might flow through to the bank's profits as people have become a little bit more cautious. So, of course, that would have been addressed later this afternoon when the OCR was announced.
I think ASB was the first to respond, right?
Yes, they were. Yeah, and we've had quite a lot of response to that today. And one of the things that Maddie mentioned earlier was that the number of the banks had moved on interest rates. Well, the ANZ also joined them, although the ANZ did mention they're concerned about what that's going to do for depositors, because savings accounts are going to be knocked as well. I mean, if at 1% official cash rate, I mean, you're not getting a lot of margin there on what you're going to save in the bank, are you?
Yeah, yeah.
So you might wonder how the markets thought about this.
React?
Yeah. Well, immediately it was a bit of a shock and awe. So the New Zealand currency dropped more than a cent against the U.S. dollar. In fact, it's down about 2% against where the U.S. dollar was.
Aussie went down too, didn't it?
Yeah, everything. So we're at 64, just under 64 U.S. cents. So that's what, 63.9 at 95.4. against the Australian currency, and 52.6 pence. Now, that's a cent down from where it was against the Australian currency this time yesterday. And let's see what else I can tell you. On the other side of the coin, the NZX Top 50 Index recovered almost all of its losses from yesterday. It rose 1.9%. Today, that's where it closed, 199 points up to 10,786, because the markets are feeling that maybe there could be a deal on trade. After all, we'll see what happens.
Okay. It's a mystery.
Indeed.
It's a mystery to me.
It's a mystery to everyone.
Thanks, Nona. Nona Peltier there with the latest in the business news.